Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Hi, Angela. My name is Rachel. I just wanted a refund of the two monthly subscription charges.
All right. So you're transferred to the supervisor to discuss your account. Let's get you to verify your address as well, please.
Verify my address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, it's 4179 South 5th Street, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49009.
All right, thank you for that. It is showing that there was a promotional offer taken on the 28th of December for the Keto Ascend products, the Cleanse and the Keto, and to have trial completion charges on the 13th of January. And when you sign up for the trial phase, it does advise with the terms and conditions. That it is going to bill you if it's still active after a 16-day trial expire, and then enter you into a subscription. So that is what has taken place here. Company has a strict refund policy, but they do allow us to discount the charges. So I can discount them and refund that portion of it back to you.
And how much is that?
Well, you see that they offered you a 30%. Discount on there, but I can get it up to a 50% off each of those charges. Bear with me one moment. And that's going to send you out refund emails. Were you provided your cancellation number?
I possibly.
I'll provide it for you again. Do you have pen and paper ready?
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to see if I can find the cancellation number.
Okay.
So you're saying I can't get a full refund, period.
Yeah, the company has a strict refund policy, but if they allow discounted rates, so they will allow us to discount the charge and refund that portion back to you for the $91.89. 50% of the charge is going to be $45.94.
Yep, and the second charge?
Yes, I see that. All right, so the second charge is $92.90, and the refund amount is $46.45. Those amounts.
You do realize why I'm frustrated, right?
Tell me why.
It's first of all, the stupid pill made me sick, so I didn't use it. I have two full bottles of it. I am happy to send it back. I get you don't want it back. She already told me. And I'm not mad at you. This is your job. Totally understand. I'm actually a customer service supervisor. Totally understand. It's my bad that I didn't read your terms and conditions, and I called 3 days too late to cancel. Because I did call, and I was able to cancel, and I didn't realize that they had charged me additionally, which they told me on the phone that day that they hadn't charged me anything.
Let's take a look at your account.
Honestly, I did not realize that I was out of the trial period or whatever.
Yeah, I can see that you canceled on the 16th. But yeah, by that point, you had been charged the 3 days earlier.
Yeah.
Now, usually they will advise the customer that there will be no further shipments and charges. That we always let the customer know. Once we cancel, we will always advise you that there's no further shipments and charges after that cancellation. But clearly you were billed on the 13th of January.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said it does show that you were billed on the 13th of January.
Oh, yeah, I see it on my credit card statement right now. I just didn't, when I called, they said that they hadn't charged me anything additionally. So I have a pen and paper.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. It's 33356.
Okay. And you cannot refund me the full amount.
No, ma'am. It is under a contract at this point. All sales are final.
And you're willing to do a 50%. So the agent told me before there was a 75% employee discount that she could do.
Yeah, so customer who continues. You could, if you were going to receive it on a monthly basis, and that standardly goes to a customer who has been with us for quite some time, we will give them up to 75% off of all of their future shipments until they cancel. But we do offer a 75% discount with a refund. We standardly give a 35% discount and refund that portion of it. But I did go ahead and increase it to the 50% off.
Okay. So you're going to give me a refund for both charges of 50%.
Yes, $45.94 and $46.45.
Okay. And have you issued that refund?
Yes, you should have refund emails.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.